Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, it is Thursday morning. Take a guess. Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Here I am. And no traffic tie-ups for school or anything today. Nice, good, calm drive-in. But I did find a different route. See, I am just determined that each time I'm going to find a way to work around that problem. It's all in the way you look at things, which is exactly what I wanted to talk about today. So you and I have just been chatting. We have birthdays that are just barely a week apart. Happy late birthday to you August 11th.
And to you as well.
On August 19th. Absolutely. It was my birthday week this week, your birthday week last week. And what made me think about what I might talk about today was one of the greetings I received from someone talked about not gracefully aging, but congratulated me ungracefully saging. So when you think about that, we sage as we age. In fact, in Job 12, verse 12, we read, "Wisdom is with aged men." Of course, I'm going to use the inclusive language for that. "Wisdom is with aged men, with long life is understanding." And I thought about one of the studies that I read about recently. It was talking about spirituality. It was studying the components of well-being. Mm-hmm. So all of those dimensions of wellness, one of which is spirituality. And the study talked about the fact that with aging, with saging, we could say, comes a certain resiliency, because you know, first of all, if you are a spiritual person, and of course, their definition of spirituality in the study was very broad, but it basically was that you believe that there is a different power other than yourself. We, of course, believe that is God the Father, God the Son, and mm-hmm. God the Holy Spirit. And that the two components of that were the fact that you could live through difficulties partly by looking back and realizing that God had seen you through those in other points. And the second was living with a sense of peace, because you knew that there was a future waiting for you. And so that kind of frames that saging. And I also thought about a speaker that I heard recently. His name is Dr. Roger Landry. And he's the founder of something called Masterpiece Living, which is a type of living for older adults that that really includes intentionality. His point would be that you intentionally decide to live healthy. He has written a book called Live Long, Die Short. Now, I'm going to get that book because I really do. I am interested in what he has to say. But he really talks about that whole idea of intentionality toward wellness. And I thought about some of the people at our senior living communities for Lutheran Senior Services that, as they face their aging, have just been so intentional in just little small things. Well, actually, this one was pretty big. I think we maybe talked about it recently. One of our older adults, one of our residents at Laclede Groves, just before her 91st birthday, took a dive out of the airplane. So she did skydiving. And so that was an intentional decision to do something she had wanted to do.
Not a decision I'd be making.
Yeah, I know. I thought that too. I thought this one is not on my bucket list. But it was something that she intentionally chose to do. Now, on a whole different spectrum, I also thought about one of our residents at Meridian Village in Glen Carbon. And it was either a granddaughter or a grandson that got married in another part of the country, and she did not travel to it. So now her decision could have been to sit there and feel very lost and very out of the loop. But instead, she hosted a Skype reception. So through Skype, not only was she able to participate by watching her her family member's wedding, but also there were other residents there. So they were all part of it. They partied, they celebrated, so they could lift her up and she could feel like she was part of that. Those are just two small examples of just very intentional thinking. So I thought I would share some tips. Now, there's 50. I'm not going to share all 50. But these were actually put out. They're 50 tips for aging gracefully, or I'm going to change it to saging gracefully, put out by Ecumen, which is a Lutheran organization based in Minneapolis for aging. So I'm just going to read a few of them. One is, do something you enjoy every day. When you immerse yourself in things you enjoy, you can't wait to do them again. And then you do them again and again and again, and the enjoyment continues. Another, embrace change. Life is change. Resisting it wastes precious time and energy. Living for it can create adventures you never thought possible. Learn. Exercise your brain continually. Realize that opportunities often express themselves in ways we'd never imagine. Be gentle with yourself. Listen to your own inner voices and senses and do what makes you feel at peace. Share happiness. Make a point to spread joy whenever possible. It feels good to make someone else feel good, and it's very inexpensive to do. Get sufficient rest. Living takes work. We all need a break. Take one whenever you need to. Laugh and cry, but laugh a lot more. It feels good by releasing endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. Each morning before you get out of bed, thank the Lord for five things for which you are grateful. It's a nice way to start the day, and you'll find yourself thinking about a lot more than just five. Spend time with other generations. You can learn something new from someone of any age. Write. Write a letter. Write a blog. Write a poem. Write a journal. Writing helps you think, express who you are, and generate new ideas. Simplify. Start with cleaning a closet. You'll quickly see there is a lot of stuff that's just clutter and serves no use. Next, simplify other parts of your life. Always have something to solve. Making progress feels good, and often it helps someone else and brings them and you happiness. Embrace the joys of old age. You're smarter, you're more experienced, and you have more time to do the things you enjoy. Create milestones and work toward them. No matter how big or small, the journey is a growing experience. Realize that although your body deteriorates, your spirit grows stronger. Value your body. If you do, you'll participate in less risky behavior that could harm your health. Finally, don't fear aging and grow to the very last breath. And I wanted to just close with a verse from Isaiah 46, verse 4. Even to your old age, I will be the same. And even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you. And I will bear you, and I will deliver you.
Amen.
So blessings as we sage gracefully.
Saging gracefully. Mm-hmm. And that's not cooking in the kitchen with sage.
No. That's not. Really, when you really think about it, just that phrase holds a lot of power. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, power is the wrong word, but a lot of wisdom. Mm-hmm. The word sage, you know, that whole idea of a sage, an elder, mm-hmm. a wise person. But gracefully, and you take that word apart and you think full of grace. Grace isn't something that we've done anything to generate, but it's something mm-hmm. that has been bestowed upon us through that wonderful gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all he did for us mm-hmm. so that we might live in grace every day. Let's remember it each day. As Martin Luther said, splash that water today, remember mm-hmm. our baptism, and let's sage gracefully.
Amen. Well, thanks, Jane. And we'll talk again next week.
You're welcome.
Week.
I plan to get that book, Live Long, Die Short. And maybe there will be some other little bits of things that I can share in there.
Yeah, very good. That looks like an interesting read. I was just pulling it up here. Mm-hmm, it looks interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. We'll talk again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
And again, happy belated birthday.
And thank you very much. The same to you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Elizabeth Pittman from Concordia Publishing House. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.